was leaving Jingle Shore. Their brown sails glistening in the sunlight as they marked the fishing grounds near Skilligmore. Kneel and pray that God may guard them and protect them and send them safely back to Jingle Bay. I see the green isle of Valencia.
And that is a marvellous rendition of Dingle Bay, sung by Fergus O'Flaherty from Dingle. And that's actually a recording of a performance of the song that he performed on an edition of Terrace Talk in 2012, when, of course, the show was presented by our much missed friend, Uisce Fogarty. And I'm just thinking how Uisce and indeed Liam Higgins, who really were the stalwarts in the early days of Radio Kerry Sport, and along with Seamus O'Mahony, of course, how delighted and how excited they would be to think that Kerry clubs were on the threshold of a three in a row, junior, intermediate, and possibly now senior All-Ireland Football Club Championship glory. It would be, our thoughts are with Uisce and Joe Uisce and Liam and Seamus indeed today, their friends and families. It would have been so exciting for them. But look, we are here to celebrate Dingle GAA and the prospect that maybe this Sunday afternoon, they will be joining on Gaeltacht and Ballymac as being All-Ireland Football Club champions. Of course, Ballymac being junior champions and on Gaeltacht intermediate. But can Dingle do this? Can they win their first All-Ireland senior club football championship title? This morning, we're talking to two schools that are embedded and intertwined with Dingle GAA. We're going, first of all, to Pobelscoil Corcaguina. Delighted to say we're joined on the line by Sean McAtihi, Ronan O'Cahill, Ellie Dohora and Kira Nikaneda. Good morning, Dave, and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Kerry this morning. Thank you all for joining us on the line. And first of all, I'll start with you, Sean. Tell us, first of all, Pobelscoil Corcaguina. For anyone who's not aware, who is the principal of your secondary school, Sean?
Principal to him and Fitzmaurice.
So football, Gaelic football, it's just embedded in the school, isn't it?
It is, yeah, sure. Most of the team now are playing with Dingle over the weekend. They've gone through the school. And, there's a great tradition in the school. In 2014, 2015, they won the Hogan Cup final. And there's plenty of current Everies to go with that as well.
Will you be going to the match yourself on Sunday?
Oh, I will, of course, yeah.
And do you have any connections to the team?
My uncle was playing there last year, but that's about it.
And what's it like to be in the school at the moment? Can you describe what the atmosphere is like in Pobelscoil Corcaguina all week?
Yeah, it's very optimistic. There's flags hung up all over the place and bunting, and everyone's just very happy and looking forward to the game.
And what do you think of, and what would your prediction be?
All right, Dingle will come away with it now, a few points, hopefully.
We're joined now, and we'll thank you so much, Sean. And the red and white, I mean, as well as at the very start of the programme, we were playing Old Comrades by the Dingle Fife and Drum Band. A lot of your students would be involved with them as well.
They would, yes. There's about two from every year, maybe, in the Fife and Drum Band. Well, I'm in it myself as well, actually.
Are you? Okay, and were you there at the county final, the first that Dingle had won in 77 years back at the end of last year?
I was, yeah, that was a great game.
Yeah, it was, and it does give you hope that that maybe that history can be made on Sunday now.
Oh, it can, yeah, of course, yeah, sure.
How do you think the score will be?
I'd say it'll be a high enough scoring game. Like, both sides are good forward, so it's going to be upwards of 20 points, I'd say.
And of course, shouldn't rule out St. Bridget's, because I think they won the All-Ireland back in 2013, so they do have that pedigree as well. Thank you so much for Gurv Mahagut, Sean. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm also joined by Ronan O'Cahill, Ellie Dehora and Kira Ní Cineada. Ronan, thank you so much for joining us. Can you sum up how you're all feeling in the school this morning?
Feeling amazing now, to be honest. I must say, it's been building up now for a while. And I suppose after beating Ballybone, it was going into it like we weren't favourites, put it that way. And sure, everything's in bonus land after the county championship. So it's just great. And there's great buzz around. Everyone's happy. So you can't beat it.
And the game against Ballybone, that was one for the ages. Come back after 9 points down.
I was serious. Now, I suppose it kind of just sums up what Dingle's about this year. Like, there's, we've been unlucky for so many years, and looking last year, like winning or losing the club championship and county championship. It was just a lot of things haven't gone our way over a few years, and this year it's all stringing together. And sure, Paul Gay, when he came on then, sure, it just, everything clicked.
Is the school, like, is it decked out in red and white?
I wouldn't mean that, to be fair. I was throwing up a flag there myself yesterday. I'm a sixth year, sure. I was taking all the class to be doing that.
How bad?
I don't mind that at all.
Brilliant, Ronan. And are you going up to the game on Sunday?
I am, yeah. So I'll be going up tomorrow night, and then I'll have a good run of the day the next day, and I'll be all ready for the match and stay up Sunday night. Miss school on Monday.
Oh, that's terrible. That's just awful, isn't it?
Terrible. Yeah.
We're joined now on the line by Ellie Dehora, who's also a student at Pubble Skull Corcaguina, and Kira Ní Cineada. Ellie, good morning to us. Tell us, is it the case that every player on the Dingle team in the All-Ireland final on Sunday, they would have all gone to Pubble Skull Corcaguina?
Yeah, I think nearly every student went to Pubble Skull Corcaguina. We still have a few still going to school here, and there's also teachers here.
Oh, tell us about that connection.
So there's two students, Ned Ryan and Oisín Dowd, and then I think there's three or four teachers as well.
And have you been talking to them? Are they keeping their heads down? Are they nervous? They must be nervous. I mean, to be in an All-Ireland final, what a prospect.
I'd say they're a bit nervous, but they're not really letting it show. They seem excited enough for the weekend, I'd say.
And Ellie, how are you feeling? More to the point.
I'm excited. I'm hoping it's a good game. I was a bit nervous at the last game, but I'd say it'll be good.
Were you there for the game against Ballyboden?
Yeah, I was. It was a very good game. The atmosphere was amazing, and it was just great.
Yeah, it was. And the last game, how would you predict Sunday will go against St. Bridget's of Roscommon?
I'd say it'd be a tight enough game, but I'd say hopefully Dingle will win. It'll be a good game, but hopefully they win anyway.
Ellie, what do you think all this means to the school, to Dingle, to the wider community, the fact that Dingle, first of all, made history by winning the county senior football title for the first time in 77 years. And now Dingle is on the brink of All-Ireland glory. What does that mean for ye all in Dingle?
It's a massive opportunity for the town, because we're such a small town and everybody's involved. Everybody will be going to the game, and they're just so excited about the game. There'll be major celebrations after the game, I'd say.
And nobody knows how to celebrate Light and Dingle. There's an atmosphere and a tradition and a way of doing things that the rest of us could really follow. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Kerry this morning. And please God, Dingle will do it and enjoy the game on Sunday. Finally, from Pubble Skull, Corcaguina, we are joined patiently waiting, Kira Ní Cineada. Kira, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Radio Kerry. Kira, tell me how you are feeling and if you have any particular connections to the team. Or the players or the management. Tell us about yourself and any connections there.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us. Me personally, I don't have any connections with the team, but me and my family are massive fans. We've gone to every game since we were young and it's just brilliant for us.
And if you were meeting for someone for the first time, someone from abroad who had no connection, had no understanding about Gaelic football or the GAA or the importance of it, can you describe what it means for you and your family and your friends that Dingle are not only county senior football champions, but they're also on the cusp of winning the All-Ireland?
Yeah, Dingle are such an admirable team because in all these games they've been the underdogs. But they've come out on top every time and they never gave up.
And they really showed that against Ballybode and St Enda's.
Yeah, they did. I think one of the tactics is let the team, the opposition, go 10 points ahead and then try to fight back.
Very unorthodox, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who do you think, and again, for someone watching the game and indeed listening to the game, because of course, Dingle versus St. Mary's of Roscommon, that will be St. Bridget's, I should say, of Roscommon, will be live on Radio Kerry. There'll be build up and analysis and commentary of course on Radio Kerry live and free. For anyone listening into the game, who should we be looking out for? What sort of tactical matches should we be paying attention to?
Well, basing off the last game, it's no doubt that Paul Gainey is a very admirable player. As soon as he steps foot on the pitch, his leadership skills are insane. And a great tactic that I've seen is kick the ball into the forwards and they seem to be able to work their magic and get a few scores out of it.
Well, look, thank you so much for that intelligent analysis, Kira. And I think that'll be a great aid to all of us watching and listening to the game on Radio Kerry on Sunday. We've been talking there to a group of students at Pubble Skull Corcaguina, embedded and connected, as you heard there, some of the players and management are involved in the school. Sean McAteehig, Ronan O'Cahill, Ellie Dehora and Kira Ní Cineada. And when we come back from the break, we will be going to another school that is indelibly linked to Dingle GA, and that is the Dingle Boys National School, Skull Ognaud Rís.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
Now, Texter, would you kindly remember the St. Brendan's under-18 boys are also playing in the Basketball Cup final in Talla on Saturday. It would be lovely if you give them a bit of support. Well, Radio Kerry Sport has been and will be, and we wish the under-18s boys from St. Brendan's the very best in the under-18s National Cup final in Talla tomorrow. Yesterday, of course, as well, you would have heard Gerry speak to the chairman of Garvey's Tralee Warriors, who are in the Senior Cup final, their club chairman, Terry O'Brien. So the very, very best of luck to Kerry's two basketball clubs. They hopefully will secure national glory for the county as well. But we're staying in Dingle and we're going to Skull Ognaud Rís, Dingle Boys National School, joined on the line by Joe Sheehy, who teaches at the school, and by two pupils from fourth class, James O'Farrell and Harry O'Connaughur. First of all, I'll start with you, Joe. Tell us a bit about your own role. Tell us about your own deep connections to Dingle GAA.
Well, I'm involved with Dingle GAA with a long time since I played all underage and stuff, from under 10s all the way up to seniors. So I was with seniors until maybe, I don't know, 7 years ago. And now I just go to all the games and my daughter is training with Dingle. So I'm involved. I'm here in the school with all the young lads. So I'm surrounded by it.
What's the atmosphere like in the school, Joe?
I've never seen the likes of it before. We've just been watching the likes of Dr. Crokes and stuff getting to the finals and stuff over the years, so we've never had the chance to actually experience it, but the school has gone to another level altogether. Usually January is a tough enough all month, but this January has been one of the easiest of all time, I'd say.
The form must be absolutely super high for everybody.
Yeah, all the lads are excited. It's all they talk about. You're trying to get them to do a bit of work, and they won't do it. All they want to do is talk about football and where they're staying and when they're going. So, yeah, it's just hectic at the moment.
In a great way. And I'd say the teachers are probably finding it hard to focus as well with all the excitement, because it is amazing. I mean, you know yourself, you're part of a great team, and yet Dingle had to wait 77 years to win a county championship title. And now, on the threshold, hopefully, of winning its first All-Ireland senior football club title. These are really exciting times.
Yeah, very exciting times. As I said, we've been watching other clubs kind of get to the All-Ireland, and it's kind of been hard watching them, knowing this kind of that's where we want to be and stuff, but we never thought we'd have to wait 77 years, especially just for a county championship. But thankfully, we got there. My grandfather was on the last team that won it, so that'll tell you how long ago it was.
What was your grandfather's name?
Tomáthaín Sheehy. So he was on the team, and his brother was on the team, Padraig Sheehy. But Padraig's three grandsons are actually on the St. Bridget's panel now on Sunday, so there's fierce rivalry there.
Oh my God, what a connection.
Yeah, so the three of them are there, Dara, Owen and Cormac Sheehy, so they'll be talking out on Sunday, but I won't be talking to him until Monday. So.
Yeah, but then it gets, again, it's all bittersweet, because you're obviously thinking of your late grandfather when Dingle won the county title last month, and a lot of people, they're great sporting moments, they're often bittersweet, because you're thinking of the people who are not there anymore and how they would have enjoyed them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we actually have his medal still, so we brought it back to the graveyard there a few weeks ago, and it was lovely. We took some nice photos and stuff, but just shows how long ago it was that most of them aren't around now anymore.
And we're joined now. Thank you so much for talking to us, Joe, and every bit of best luck to Dingle on Sunday. We're joined now by two pupils from Scolognaid Rís, both in fourth class, James O'Farrell and Harry O'Connachur. James, can I ask you first? My Irish isn't great, I admit. So am I pronouncing your surname right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Am I right? Great, that's good. James, how are you feeling?
Very, very excited.
Okay, who's your favourite player, if that's a fair question to ask? And for anyone like me now who wouldn't be that up to date or that knowledge about football, what should we be looking for out for on Sunday?
Looking out for Paul Geaney doing the Geaney show. And also Tom Sullivan doing a Morris Fitz on the left. And I'd say they'll beat Bridget. And I think that Dingle are probably the best team this year, because what they've done, and they went so far, and their first year when they won the county, their first year in 77 years when they won the county final, and then they went to Munster and the last kick of the game for Conor Geaney, and then Paul Geaney got a two-pointer against Ballyboden, and then Mark O'Connor wrapped it up, and then the referee blew it up.
Would you hazard a guess as to what the score could be on Sunday?
Dingle 118, St. Bridget's 116.
So it's going to be another close game.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. I have a feeling you could be right, James. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Kerry. And finally to Harry O'Connachur, who's also in fourth class in Scolognaid Rís. Harry, how are you feeling?
Really excited. It's going to be a class match, I'd say, yeah.
And why do you think it's going to be class?
Just the sportsmanship, the fair play, and the scores will be good too.
Okay, tell me now, will you be going up to the game and is there a particular fit player or players? Because, I mean, there are so many first-rate players on the Dingle team. Is there anyone else you'd be hoping to, you'd be saying, I'd be looking out for him maybe for a great performance on Sunday?
I'm going up to the game, yeah. I'd say my favourite player would be my dad. He plays mid, Billy O'Connor. And then I'd say look out for Connor and Mark.
I didn't know your dad played on the team. Wow, what's that like? What's it been like in the house all week?
Oh, yeah, good, yeah. He's just been watching all the St. Bridget's games back and all that.
Okay, so obviously he's studying how they play. He's studying how they play. And what's the atmosphere like in the house? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Do you have to keep quiet when Dad's watching St. Bridget, the St. Bridget videos?
Yeah, I'm just trying to kind of keep my head off until Sunday.
Well, that's wise. That's very sensible because you want to give your dad space. That's so important.
Yeah.
That's really good. He is a great son in you. And do you play football yourself, Harry?
Oh, yeah, I play for the under-12s Dingle team.
And what would your hope be someday?
To play up for the Kerry senior in Dingle.
Well, look, that's what it's all about. And thank you all for joining us this morning and for your patience too from Scolognod Rish, getting so excited about the All-Ireland Senior Club Football Final on Sunday. We've been joined by teacher Joe Sheehy and by pupils James O'Farrell and Carrie O'Connor. Listener says, best of luck to Dingle. Paul Gainey, what a player. Surely the next Kerry captain. And someone else asks, where can I get a Dingle flag to buy? I'm in Abbeyfield. Thank you. If anyone knows, let us know. On the way, the Heat Doctor.